not just meant to be like another friend. I've got this hurting here. Oh dear, it just won't mend. Oh, someone tell me well this heartache in. Will it be gone with time, or will I lose?
That was a band called the Shack Shakers, based out of, I believe, Duluth, Minnesota. Is that right, Sean? Do we have Sean on the line? Oh my goodness, I thought we did. Let's see, there's probably a button I'm not pressing. Which one is it? Is it that? No, is it that? Oy, oy, oy. Look at me, huh? How about that? Is that any better? No. No, and he's sitting there online. I can see it. Why isn't it working? Let's see. Come in, folks. Hello. Is this on? Hello? Oh, this ain't working. This is what you get for having a brand new board here that you just don't know. You just don't know what's going on here. That's not working. Oy, oy, oy. Hello, testing, 1, 2. Well, this stinks. I got Sean from the Shack Shakers holding on the line right now. He was going to tell you about recording that song there and how Billy came to be on that track. But I can't seem to get this thing working. Let's see. That button's on. How about that? Hello. No, that ain't working either, huh? Jeepers. How about that? No, that didn't do it. Well, poo. We can say poo on college radio. Sorry, Sean. I can't get this thing working. Dang. But yeah, that was from the Shack Shakers debut album called With Special Guests, and Billy was one of the special guests on there. As well as a fellow from the Morels, one of our favorites here on the Twang Trust too. Very exciting that. But the Shack Shakers have a brand new record coming out in just a couple of months, and on it, believe it or not, is going to be a hitherto unreleased Billy Cowsill song. Yes, indeed. And it's not quite done. Sean was going to pass it to us, but it's not quite finished. Although I may blow his mind right now and play it anyways. This is the song that the Shack Shakers are going to be recording on their brand new record in a couple of months. This is the song as rendered by Billy Cowsill and the Blue Shadows.
Well, I'd met Larry Wanagos, who's managing, one of the Blue Shadows managers right now, and many years ago. And when I moved to Vancouver, I looked him up, and he sent me off to a local club to see Billy play. And I went there, saw the band, and I thought, this is really hot. You know, I loved all the material. I knew most of those songs, you know. And I thought,
there's that 40-year-old I've been looking for.
I thought to myself... I could do what that guitar player is doing, you know? like I guess most people in my position would, you know, whether you can do it or not, I could tell, you know, I could do that, hey. You know, when the spot became available, I called Larry and said, I want to audition for the band, and so he put me in touch with Bill, and I called Bill, and I just brought my guitar down to a club one night, you know, and we discussed a couple songs to play. I went up and I played them. Like, the band, I found out that this is a band, it doesn't rehearse, you know, it just plays songs, you know? And I'd been used to, like, rehearsing a lot before you play. And this, I really liked this, you know. What do you want to play? Well, let's play that. Do you know that? I know that. You want the high harmony? You want the low part? I'll do this. Okay. In G? Okay, you know. So you go on stage and you play the damn thing. And then you go home and with a new job.
So what I was really impressed with was the conscientious time that I knew it had taken, Jeffrey. Because I knew how much it took. Time it took me, and with the help from other friends pointing things out along the way and this and that and teaching me and me listening and, you know. Mm-hmm. So when we just started singing, it just kind of came out. It just came out. I mean, there was no discussion really about, it was basically, you want the high part? Okay, I'll do the high part, you do the low part, fine. That's it. That was basically the big the big meeting. And then I was just totally charmed by the whole situation. It was like falling off a log. It's like, what do we have here?
Welcome back to CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, and that was The Blue Shadows, and a song you might not be familiar with, even if you own their two albums. That song appeared only on their demo tape prior to being signed with Sony Records, and that's the only place you're going to hear that, if you happen to have one of them little cassette-only demos. Paper and a Promise is the song, and some... some prophetic words for Billy himself there. That was the first thing I ever heard from the Blue Shadows. I actually got that demo tape prior to them coming out with a record. I had the chance to see them just before they got signed out in Vancouver. It was the first time. I was on a bit of a trek and got to see them a couple of times, actually, in Vancouver and in Alberta. The Vancouver show, though, was such a weird show. It was the only time I ever saw the Blue Shadows in that mode. It was very much in sort of the oldies review kind of format that Billy had done so well throughout the 80s, like the live album that we listened to earlier. It was that Blue Shadows show was very much like that. A lot of oldies. And the next night I saw them in Alberta, it wasn't like that. There was a lot more original songs and a whole new vibe, but I'm glad I did get to see that one show. Very interesting. But of course, then they went on and came up with some amazing, amazing original stuff. One of the neat things for Winnipeggers was the number of old Jeffrey Hatcher songs that made it onto Blue Shadows records. Songs that went back in Hatcher Brothers lore, some of them to the late 70s. In fact, we're going to hear a few of those things now. And the neat thing is, on a lot of them, songs that were done by Jeff Hatcher when he was in the Fuse or the Six or the Big Beat, a lot of these things were actually done in the Blue Shadows by Billy himself on vocals. And here they are talking about just that.
I'll think on it.
I just happened to drop by your session.
I think that's what it was. I'll think on it. I wrote a number of years ago, my brothers and I used to do it in Toronto, and it was a pretty folky sounding song then. But around the time that a few months after I joined the band, I started trying to sneak my own songs into the group because it's always a lot more fun to play your own songs, you know. And Bill wanted me to have some more songs to sing, to take the lead on. So I'd bring some of my favorite oldies in, but then I'd bring some of my favorite of my own in too. So I did that one a couple of times. I recorded it at a local studio, and Bill heard it probably in a new way at that time. And then we got the idea for him to sing it instead of me.
It was a nice gift. It's really neat for a singer to get a good piece of material, especially if it isn't a cover and it's somebody else's, but it sounds really familiar. It feels real good. It feels kind of like this should be a cover tune. It's what I loved about it. It's dark, shadowy, it's lonesome. I mean, the line, just when I feel something matters, then I know I'm not far enough gone. Oh, that's my life.
So much work are some stories. Sometimes they just write themselves. So much work to say I'm sorry. Feels like I'm talking to myself. She said her love for me was dying. Before it's gone, I feel I should be gone too. And I'll think of you. Oh,